The man just said, I'll see you later. I said, is that a threat? He said, I'll see you in hell. I actually have a plan. I have a double plan. First, my plan is to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth through the shed blood and repentance and follow after him in holiness and obedience, and you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. And in holiness and obedience you endure to the end. I'm not going to make it to hell because my Savior will rescue me from there. And my second plan is to preach the gospel so that poor man doesn't end up in hell, so that he doesn't lose his soul. And so that's why we stand out to be against the culture and against the darkness, to lift up Jesus. The pastors aren't going to do it. The priests don't do it. They just go along with the ways of the world. It's a simple thing. You don't like what I'm saying or doing? Walk on and ignore me. I'm ignoring your worldly ways that I don't like. But Satan and evil's got to get in your face and it rises up. So that's my plan. I'm going to live by the gospel. Jesus shed blood, repentance to him every day. And I'm going to walk in the ways of God.
Hey, I got a question. What if you already know you're going to hell? Because I'm trans, I'm pansexual, I'm a Satanist.
You can repent from all of that.
I don't want to repent, though. I'm having too much fun on earth.
Well, okay. God gives you the will to do that.
But God's not real. That's an imaginary.
No, God created everything you see. Romans 1 tells us that even the creation is a sign of the Creator above, and people have reduced it down to where they're now worshiping the creation, not the Creator. And so Jesus is the only way, and we just love our neighbor enough to tell them that you have to repent.
You know Satan's way? Because Satan's way better than Jesus, I tell you that.
And repentance is to change your mind and change your ways to seek after the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. And God is so loving, and he's so merciful, and he's so good, and he's so fair. But guess what? God's going to bring justice and wrath, as well as he's going to bring mercy and grace. So there's mercy and there's grace available for anyone that will turn and repent to Jesus. But not the church systems, not the false ways of the world, not the wickedness of the flesh. The flesh and the demons that rise up are going to be judged one day by God. You got to turn from all of that. You got to reject it. The book of James says, submit thyself to God and resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so that's what you have to do. But you're not submitting to God as you follow man-made religion. You're not submitting to God as you keep the ways of the world. You're not submitting to God as you follow after the pattern of man-made churchianity, the culture, your flesh. We submit to God in holiness and righteousness, keeping our lives in order with his word and ways. With his word and his ways, there is life. Outside of it, there is death and judgment. There's only two destinations: with the Father in eternal life, or outside of his kingdom in weeping and gnashing of teeth. And unless you're following after Christ, born of his kingdom, you have no hope of eternal life to come. So we just love you enough to tell you the truth. We just want to tell the truth today. We don't expect everyone to receive it. Jesus said hardly anyone will. But what is truth? Truth is subjectively everything that is true and against the lies and not true. Everything that by God's word is defined as truth. And so that's what we want to lift up today. And we have the embodiment of truth in Jesus Christ. And he showed us how to live. He showed us how to stand against the world. So did Paul and John and Peter and the disciples. He showed us how to practice the New Testament. He showed us how to walk in his word and his ways. And that's what we model today. We don't model after the Lutherans or the Catholics or the non-denoms or the Baptists or any other church system or the Anabaptists. We model after Christ, our King, our Lord, and our Savior. Holy is the Lamb of God, to be set apart for God. For God is holy, be ye holy in all your conduct, the Bible says. You can't be holy as you live like the world and its ways. Repent, neighbor. Judgment is coming. Goodness, truth, righteousness, and mercy are available. But you have to turn and seek the kingdom of God.